Earth Human, Tejetan and Irma Medicine Comparative. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of January 10th, 2025. As many of you already know, I was very sick during the last few months of last year, 2024. As I was being attended to because of my multiple sicknesses which were later discovered to be attempted murder, I had the chance to compare Human, Tejetan and Irma Medicine, as I lived through various treatments and diagnoses coming from the three of them. Here, I will be sharing my points of view and my opinion. I am not a medical doctor, so I can only go as deep as I can. Also, take into account that I cannot say many medical things here on YouTube, or I may get into trouble, and I need this YouTube channel to, like, eat. I am well aware that the three approaches to medicine overlap in many aspects. For example, Human traditional, alternative, or shamanic medicine overlaps with the Tejetan one, and perhaps even the Irma, at least in some aspects. In the same way, Tejetan medicine overlaps with the Irma and is also similar to the Human one. So I will be talking about what is most prevalent in those three medicines, I mean the main tendency, what is used the most, or what can be considered typical for each one of the three civilizations. My point of view is mainly focused on what I experienced as a very sick patient, but I will also include what I know, and knew about before, about those three approaches to medicine, and from other sources. Earth Human Medicine. As I explained above, I will not include alternative variants, but only the socially accepted, matrixed version of it. Medicine on Earth is highly controlled by the cabal in power, and it is used as a means to control the population and exploit them as much as possible. Medicine on Earth is designed to suppress the patient's symptoms as much as possible, to give him or her an immediate solution to the problem, giving almost no attention to the underlying cause of the medical issue. Medicine on Earth is very good at fixing mechanical problems, such as those which may result from an accident, so broken bones and hemorrhages can be attended to with efficiency and appropriate procedures, such as corrective operations which may even include artificial internal replacement structures, and fastening metallic structures to allow the bone to heal. But when it comes down to metabolic or systemic problems, medicine on Earth is not only bad, it is terrible, as apparently very few doctors attack the root cause of the problem, and as I said above, only concentrate on subduing the symptoms using and abusing strong and highly toxic chemicals. As the patient's symptoms are being repressed and the underlying cause is not being resolved, it becomes highly dependent on the poisonous chemicals that are being prescribed by matrix doctors. As the patient becomes dependent on those chemicals, they become a constant source of money for the companies who develop those chemicals humans call medicines. Those chemicals may suppress the patient's symptoms, yet cause others which are called side effects, which in reality are nothing other than the total effects of the chemical, and many are so highly destructive that they do more damage than good. Then in conjunction with another problem, which is diet and food, we can see that the very same companies who develop those medicines are actually introducing chemicals into the food to make the people sick and dependent on their systems. I could go on and on talking about human medicine on Earth, but in general, it is a business model which cruelly exploits human suffering and rarely ever gives the patient a real solution, as it is also used for population and social control. This gets even worse when we add medical care and its politics, where with very few exceptions, the personnel, doctors, and nurses become dehumanized, act robotically and with no empathy for neither the patient nor for his or her family. This is no longer medicine, and unless the patient has an immediate and urgent problem, such as a broken bone, staying away from hospitals would be highly recommended. This means that on Earth, people are not getting any real and useful medicine, therefore they are basically alone. What is worse, they are not only alone, but they are being made sick on purpose to exploit and control them even more, misleading them with countless medical lies so they cannot defend themselves. What can be done is that each person on Earth must take responsibility for his or her health, study as much medical science as possible, and then decide what to believe and what not to, with the best information available at each time, and always be willing to change when better information arrives. There are many good medical doctors out there, but they are under attack by the system, and they are also hidden under a sea of contradictory information that each responsible person must learn to navigate to shape his or her own opinion. Medicine on Earth, in general, has a lot of good things and information to offer, but it must be carefully observed and studied before taking any of them as valid. Next is Taygetan medicine. Taygetan medicine in many ways is the opposite of human medicine, and there may lie some of its biggest shortcomings. Life on Earth demands medical problems and issues to be solved as fast as possible so the individual can rejoin the workforce, as everything on Earth works with money and economics. In Taygetan society, this does not happen as money is not used, therefore the rush factor does not exist in the same way as on Earth, only existing as the need of each individual to stop the suffering that the illness or medical issue is causing. Chronic illnesses such as diabetes and metabolic problems are rare in the Taygetan population, especially when their diet is healthy, with no added chemicals and perfectly adequate to human Lyrian physical needs. There is no fast food as such, so nearly everything is healthy, except for sugars and some carbohydrates that I feel Taygetans abuse, as they are prone to eating a lot of desserts, candy, and bread, including cakes. Yet they do not have anything like diabetes as those symptoms, and what is called diabetes on Earth is included in a wide spectrum of metabolic problems caused by not following an adequate diet, and are said to be easily resolved, although in my personal experience, this was not so. Taygetan medicine is based on diet, where food is the medicine. This also included herbal and natural remedies based on what plants can provide, and where chemically processed medicines, as such and as understood on Earth, are only present in a minimal manner. I mean, Taygetans do make chemical medicines, but they are mostly potentiated, or enriched plant-based ones, only enhanced for better results. The Taygetan way of approaching mechanical problems, such as broken bones and other issues caused by accidents, for example, is nearly the same as on Earth, only with more advanced devices and machines, even though the scalpel is also used in some circumstances. In Taygetan, a super thin laser cutting device is more widely used, as an example. As the vast majority of Taygetan medicines are herbal, the treatments take a very long time, so in general, Taygetan medicine is painfully slow, in my opinion, taking the extended meaning of the word, patient, to the limit. Besides herbal medicine, Taygetans also use a lot of healing frequencies and sounds, which are designed to restore specific organs or tissues, or the entire body. They generate those sounds and frequencies traditionally, with the use of musical-like instruments, such as bells, metal tubes, string instruments, and sound bowls. Yet, as their technology developed, they also built sound and frequency-based medical pods, also known as dry pods in opposition to the wet ones, which artificially generate the specific healing frequencies needed for each medical issue. These specific frequencies are also used as a replacement for chemically induced anesthesia, as patients are placed under, by altering their brain waves. Once more, in my opinion, those pods, although undeniably useful, are incredibly slow to show results. At least, in the current context of stress resulting from permanence in Earth orbit. Then we come to the next type of medical pod used by the Tejetans, and although it deserves a video of its own, I will briefly describe it as follows. It is a high-energy-based container in which the patient is introduced. It is filled with a special oxygenated liquid that can be breathed and is kept floating in zero gravity for as long as needed. The patient is kept in an induced coma using specific frequencies, while specially developed stem cells are pumped into the liquid. A highly accurate, to a near molecular level superhologram of the patient's healthy body, is superimposed onto the real one, and using the principle of the dominant frequency, the patient's cells either regenerate to the correct specifications in the high-energy hologram, or are replaced with new stem cells which are also provided by the machine. All impurities and foreign materials and organisms, such as unwanted parasites and microbes, are slowly extracted from the patient's body by the medical pod and are neutralized and taken away by its filters. This medical pod is so efficient and dependable that it can even grow missing limbs or internal organs, resetting the human Lyrian body to its full genetic potential, which includes total rejuvenation, to about 21 years of development age. This means Tejetans hardly ever die of illness, much less of old age, yet having said that, many Tejetans willingly let themselves grow old, to look and be older, as their minds and souls like to be in synchronicity with their bodies, so there are many elder Tejetans which are, at least mostly, very healthy. Tejetans and their culture are well aware that reincarnation exists, so they do not view death as tragically as Earth humans do, so almost all of them choose not to live forever. They do not want that as what they carry in their minds, as experience may become overwhelming, needing to rest from it all in the afterlife. So in Teijita, although accidents do happen, dying is a choice. Next is Irma medicine. The Irma are felines, so they think as cats, not like human Lyrians, as they are a completely different species. Yet some things are similar, as they do operate on a patient in a traditional scalpel and laser cutter, when needed. The Irma also use herbal medicine and take diet as a curative substance, yet diet for them is not as rich and varied as it is for human Lyrians, because they are nearly completely dedicated carnivores. So for them, a wrong diet is not much of an issue to be solved, or to be taken much into account as the cause of an illness or a problem. They also use an Irma variant of dry and wet medical pods, obviously calibrated for large cats. So up to now, their medicine is very similar to the Tejetan one, but the similarities end there. The Irma solve almost all their medical problems, illnesses, and issues by entering some sort of induced collective trance to see the root cause of it from the astral, from the side of the spirits. They go into the mind of the patient and its energetic astral surroundings, to see what ideas, thought patterns, and external interferences, which may include lower astral entities that may be causing the patient's problems. The Irma don't only treat a sick person from the physical side, not only addressing the root cause of the medical issue, but they also go deep into the side of the spirits to understand why the patient generated the problem for him or herself. The side of the spirits, or the astral, higher and lower, is readily available for the Irma, because as cats they live half in the material world and half in the astral. What is only a myth for Earth humans is an everyday, livable hard fact for them. The conscious, subconscious, and unconscious ideas, thought patterns, and energetic soul dynamics that led a patient to get sick are solved when they are brought into the light by them and their skillful medical staff. Also solving the medical issue with the intervention of their spirit guides, to call them somehow, of their helping Irma spirits that dwell in the Irma astral realms. One which I like to call, the cosmic cat. The Irma are so keen on resolving issues astrally, that they can also heal people that belong to another, non-feline species, as they did with me. For Earth human medicine, the suppression of illness symptoms is one of the dominant characteristics, where the real issue is basically swept under a rug to continue exploiting the patient. For Tejetan medicine, the cause of the problem is addressed from the most basic biochemical and cellular level, and it is slowly solved from there up, until the illness or issue is resolved, and then the problematic symptoms will be finally gone. Moving aside from the mechanical problems which may derive from some sort of an accident, for the Irma, every medical issue is caused by the consciousness of the patient and the ideas that derive from it. This includes the intervention of external harmful astral entities, because, in their way of thinking, the patient also allowed them to interfere with their biology. For the Irma, the physical body is only a reflection of the consciousness that manifested it, so although they do help the body directly with physical procedures and substances, they mainly go to the astral to guide and channel the patient's mind into healing the issue directly from the manifestation power it has, from the side of the spirits. Observing the Irma mentality closely, and taking into account that the astral is so readily available to them, we can understand why they are so honorable and trustworthy as they are so readily transparent to each other. This also makes them extremely hard to trick and manipulate. This subject will continue more in depth. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.